This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk about Tiki and Ryan Clark. So I've talked about Ryan Clark before in my interactions with him when I was in Pittsburgh, how he had a deal with us to come on once a week when he was still an active player for the Steelers, and I was doing Pittsburgh radio, and then one day he said he was sick and couldn't do the show, and then he was up on ESPN on the ESPN morning show, and I was like, you're going against us, and I ripped him, and then I had to have a meeting with his agent, and then we worked it out. But so I've got a history with him where I don't like some of the stuff he's done. Also, that whole hype video of him wanting to get a contract where he puts this thing out and says, I want to make more money and work less. That was another thing that rubbed me the wrong way. And now the cherry on top of that is he goes on this podcast, whether it's his or somebody else's, and then just destroys Tiki Barber for no reason whatsoever. And he's, you know, I guess so Ryan Clark was there as a member of the Giants.
Which I did not remember at all.
Yeah, and then he went to Washington after that and then to the Steelers. And he's claiming that Tiki taught me how not to be a veteran. Like, Tiki taught me that. Like, okay, Ryan, first of all, like, as Tiki, he defended himself fine, so I don't need to do that. I'm just putting my two cents here. Ryan Clark was a D-bag in that locker room, all right? And I told this story last time. So if Tiki Barber taught you how not to be, then Tiki Barber was doing the right thing in the locker room because you were a dick. All right, so Dale Gerdnick, I've made you look this up.
Yes.
Dale Gerdnick of the Beaver County Times, who is, like, if you could picture what Dale Gerdnick would look like, he looks like Dale Gerdnick. This guy, like, all he's doing is going in there and trying to get a soundbite for some newspaper that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's asking him a legitimate question, and I saw with my own two eyes that Ryan Clark just undressed this man verbally and made him feel like a piece of crap. You know, and it was, and I, you know, you just don't like the fact that I'll be able to do your job better than you in 3 years when I retire. Like, pointing in his face and stuff. I'm like, what? So you're the classy guy? My ass you are.
Below me and...
So, like, don't sit up on some high horse thinking that you're the professional in the room and Tiki Barber is some jerk that didn't treat you right. Stop it. He was defending Saquon. He brought up these stories. I'm with Tiki. If Tiki says that Ryan Clark is making stuff up, then I'm with Tiki on that. That he is. So, like, just, and he's like, you don't know me like that is what Tiki said. Right. So just stop.
I was around the Giants in 04. For starting in Albany and then 2 or 3 days a week throughout the course of the season doing pregame, postgame, interviewed him several times. And I will tell you, anytime Tiki's name came up in that locker room, his teammates loved him. I mean, I never heard one bad thing about him. There was even a point, you talk about him just being a good guy, there was even a point in August when they had broke camp and we were back at Giants Stadium in that latter part of August for like those last couple of preseason games and the Albany stuff was done. And I got there late, and I missed the media scrum with Tiki. And I think it was Pat Hanlon that helped. It might have been Pat. If not, maybe it was one of his assistants. But I think it was Pat that helped me out. They made the case how I was running late, and I missed it. And he's like, let me talk to Tiki. And Tiki did a 10-minute walk with me through the bowels of Giant Stadium so that I could get my questions in because he was one of the stars of that team. And then if the stories the next day were going to be all about Tiki, I'm sure I would have got the phone call from Spitz the next morning. Where were you? And he couldn't have been a better guy. That's why he gets beaten up, but I don't understand it.
Well, I mean,
I really don't.
And that whole Eli thing took on a world of its own. Like, it just so, which is just amazing because he's hired to give opinions. He's hired to especially give insight on the team that he just left. That was a really good team that ended up winning the Super Bowl the next year. He does that and then gets ripped for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was he supposed to be boring and just tell you to throw flowers and bouquets at the Giants? And it just ended up being so strange. So that's why I said there's never been anybody nicer that gets ripped more than Tiki Barber. And I think it's just it's insane that he had to defend himself with this Ryan Clark thing.
And the Ryan Clark comment, too, about the whole Michael Strahan train and all that. And Tiki's had a hell of a good post-football career.
Oh, yeah.
All right, maybe not on Good Morning America, but God, he has done really well for himself after football. And I don't even, why would you even take that shot? I don't know. They must not like each other, clearly, or at least he doesn't like Tiki.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I don't know.
It felt unnecessary. So if Ryan Clark wants to go back to his locker room experiences with Tiki, I'll go back to mine with you. All right?
You would know.
You were the opposite of a professional.
Below me. And
Oh, man. Just the opposite. So I don't want to hear that garbage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.